The tyranny of the accident. Another way to rephrase the general distinction is as follows. Mediocristan is where we must endure the tyranny of the collective, the routine, the obvious, and the predicted. Extremistan is where we are subjected to the tyranny of the singular, the accidental, the unseen, and the unpredicted. As hard as you try, you will never lose a lot of weight in a single day. You need the collective effect of many days, weeks, even months. Likewise, if you work as a dentist, you will never get rich in a single day. But you can do very well over 30 years of motivated, diligent, disciplined, and regular attendance to teeth-drilling sessions. If you are subject to extremistan-based speculation, however, you can gain or lose your fortune in a single minute. I'm going to list some examples that summarize the differences between the two dynamics, to which I will refer in the rest of the book. Confusing the left column with the right one can lead to dire or extremely lucky consequences. First, I will present the example in Mediocristan, and then a corresponding example from Extremistan. Non-scalable. Scalable. Mild or type 1 randomness. Wild, even super wild, or type 2 randomness. The most typical member is mediocre. The most typical is either giant or dwarf, i.e., there is no typical member. Winners get a small segment of the total pie. Winner take almost all effects. More likely to be found in our ancestral environment. More likely to be found in our modern environment. Impervious to the black swan. Vulnerable to the black swan. As close to utopian equality as reality can spontaneously deliver. Dominated by extreme winner-take-all inequality. Total is not determined by a single instance or observation. Total will be determined by a small number of extreme events. Tyranny of the collective, tyranny of the accidental. Easy to predict from what you see and extend to what you do not see. Hard to predict from past information. History crawls. History makes jumps.